I think this is a process that DOD didn't pull off. It's the actual the manufacturer, the vendor, that said, hey, you published a security requirements guide. This is what we're doing from a security standpoint. It's a lockdown version of Android, something DOD has been asking for a while. I think the fact that our field security office was able to say, hey, this is the standard that we're looking for security, and then quickly take that in as a priority, knowing that we are looking for an Android lockdown version of the Android operating system. And again, most of the work is done from the vendor side. We do a review, which is totally different than what we've done in the past, where we wait for a product to come out. Then we start asking, can you do this? Can you lock this down? This is our gold disc that we're trying to get to. And there's a long piece to go back after the fact to the vendor and do that. And I think in this case, this is a success story that can be used as an example of how you do it in the future. I think part of this also is Knox, you know, is a little bit later coming out than originally anticipated. So that gives them some time, if you will. But we're in the development cycle. Same goal we are with Apple. How do you get in the development cycle? And you'll see that BlackBerry, again, many new products coming out, we're in their development cycle. And so they see the importance of it, and if they're willing to invest and look at those security pieces, and we're not asking for anything that truly the banking world or you as a person wouldn't want secured on your device to defeat many of the vulnerabilities that are on some of these devices. So I think it's a big win, not just for DOD, but for the average customer or corporation that is security is important to them.
And so your goal, I think, is to get these devices approved, all of them, across the ecosystem in sub-30-day cycles. Is the ability to accomplish that, is it fair to say that's dependent on how cooperative and willing to work with you the manufacturer of the device or the operating system is?
I think totally that is correct. They've got to work with us. They've got to look and talk and communicate with us early on, understand, ask those hard questions, and then being willing to invest themselves, that it's important to them that they do meet those requirements. So they're going to have to do some work and put some engineering talent on that. And from our side is, how do we grow the government side so that we can be as agile as this grows, right, as we have more devices that come into the environment. And so we're taking steps on our side to beef up that mobile approval process ourselves. So.
And one of the things you talked about on the panel just now is that you don't want the Army to have to do a separate STIG from everybody else. And potentially, I think what you were getting after was that DOD could do a STIG that could be applied to the whole government, that other agencies could leverage what you've done. Is that where you want to go with this?
And I think we're already doing that through the Federal Digital Strategy Working Group. We've proposed and briefed them on our concept of STIGs, security requirement guides, how do you implement a standard? And so I think the answer is yes, you're defining a security standard. Anybody can use that in the future, and that helps the infrastructure. It could help other agencies, and so we're already sharing that information as part of a federal working group that's attacking many of these same concerns. What is the security standard you need for the various applications, mobile device management, and the device operating system level?
So would one of the arguments back to the manufacturers be, you know, if you can expand the applicability of STIGs beyond DOD, there's potentially a much larger federal market there. It would make it more worthwhile for them to work with you?
My opinion, they already know that. And not only do they know that, they'll say it back to you. This isn't, if it was just DOD, and there's not enough of the cellular network for us to make all these changes. But what DOD is proposing can translate to the banking world and other areas that the users want the same type of requirements, or corporations want the same type of requirements. So I don't think, you know, we're listening to what they're saying. We're not telling them this is the way we want it, period. This is what we're looking at for security requirements, and they're already saying they see the benefit. And so they see the market share, and they see the ability to either grow the market share or keep the market share. And I think that's what you're seeing today. So I think DOD's ability to put a standard out there that they can use and say, this is a good standard, you know, it has the security built into it, does that transfer over to other commercial capabilities? And that's why I think it was successful in this case with Samsung as an example.
Last thing, you said you're having some challenges finding contract vehicles that can do this as quickly as you want to do actually make these acquisitions. Do you feel like you're making headway in that area?
So I think we have made headway. We've been successful. But when we look at buying devices, it's always going to be a challenge to keep up with the latest and greatest device. As an example, I have a device, you know, it's coming up on 2 years life chain, but they're only in production now. Before they get a change or another operating system, they're only there 6 to 9 months. And so how do you stay up with that? The only way to stay up with that is to partner with industry to be in that development cycle. And so I think that's the goal we're getting at. And from an acquisition standpoint, how do you get something that you can buy approved quickly, and then are there vehicles? And at the federal level, there are GSA wireless contracts and other things available today, and we're leveraging that. And there is some goodness to leveraging that in the future. And then we already have existing contracts with the carriers from a wired standpoint. How do you leverage that? How do you leverage the circuits and the infrastructure piece? So we are doing that. I think the hard part is when you do a major acquisition of a program and you do a full and open competition, that takes time. And so you have to time that as well as what's coming out technically that's available and how quickly that's changing. That's our real challenge, is those major acquisitions that you may do for an enterprise that aren't already in existing contracts.